You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
I was chatting with my girlfriend, Carrie, the other day, and she is, she's kind of a newlywed, first 2 years of their marriage, and they have a 9-month-old baby, little Banana, little Anna Banana. And she was talking to me about her husband, Matt. And Matt is, he's a glorious fellow with one of those beards that you just want to run your fingers through. And he...
Is it like one of those hipster beards?
It is. He
Even
started,
me?
He started growing it right after they got married. And so it's, I mean, it's got some length to it. I mean, it's about a 2-year-old beard. But he is pretty sick of it because, you know, he talks about the upkeep and, you know, the actual shampoo and conditioner he needs to use. And Matt's like a, he's a guy's guy. And he's just like, I'm over this. It's been years. And so he wants to shave it. And they got in a little tiff, Carrie and Matt did, because she says, no, you cannot shave this beard because our baby will not recognize you. He's had it her entire life, 9 months. She's a 9-month-old. Mm-hmm. And she says, if you shave this, mm-hmm. our child won't know you. She will cry. She will scream. You are going to be completely visually different until she can comprehend you have to keep this beard. Like, you made the commitment. You have to follow through now.
I wonder what that age is.
So weird.
She says that probably not until about Banana is 4 years old can a child really understand this is daddy. Daddy's going to shave. So he's got
another three and a half years
to deal with this freaking beard.
Or
That's
he could
weird.
Just one day while his wife is away, go into the bathroom,
right.
cut it all off, shave. What's she going to do?
What is she going to do?
But I think that makes
Don't be
sense.
A little sissy, Nancy.
No,
go shave
this
it.
This kid is going to.
No, now's the time you want to do it. The kid has no idea about anything at 9 months. At 4, that would traumatize the kid. Like, Mike's son right now is 4. And if that's all he ever knew for 4 years is the beard and then you shave it off, that's when the confusion sets in.
You think that a 9-month-old doesn't recognize you?
No, they don't. They recognize you, but there's more. I mean, there's more to it. There's your smell. There's the sound of your voice. Especially for like the first 3-4 months, those babies can't really see past, I don't know, it's like 10 feet or something. It's something crazy because their eyes aren't fully developed.
That's funny. At my age, I can't see past 10
feet. Well, you kind of, you revert back
my
to
My eyes
that.
Are up here, Dom.
You revert back.
No, I think she makes a good point, but I kind of feel for
I
Matt.
I see her point.
Sure.
That baby recognizes him.
I'll bet at 9 months, the baby is making visual associations.
Absolutely.
But I don't know, waiting until you're four.
It's a long time.
Four?
Well, yeah, because they want to be able to, you know, have a conversation so she knows.
I wonder what our listeners think about this. And maybe they've got stories about that, about
changing, a beard story?
Yeah, or changing looks completely and how it affected your children. And if they didn't recognize you or if they cried, if they thought some stranger was picking them up.
Right, or if you're really ugly underneath the beard, you know?
Right, there is that.
Golly.
Terror. 303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. I bet we get some sort of cognitive experts who can tell us what a 9-month-old recognizes and doesn't recognize. I know with the mom, I'll bet that they do have, especially
they recognize their boob.
Well, right.
If you shaved your
that's
boob,
hairy too.
Your boob yeah. beard, then you might throw the kid off. But.
Here's our number, 303-631-1MIX.
Think about that right now. Two mammaries with beards.
Here's Carissa. Hi, Carissa.
Hi.
What's the story?
So I'm actually a nanny, and the father of the family that I nanny for, he actually has a beard, and he just trimmed it mm-hmm. a couple of months ago, and she's 15 months old, and she wouldn't go near him. She wouldn't touch him. She just kept staring at him. She had no idea who he was, and he didn't shave it.
Stranger danger.
Stranger danger. How long did it take before the baby came around?
It took a couple of days.
Oh, well, then a couple of days.
That even seems like a long time.
He didn't take it all off, though.
Hmm. So what are you telling Emily's friend?
Wait, because I actually had a friend that I grew up with. When she was 8, her dad shaved his mustache, and her older sister wouldn't go near him until their mom came home, and they're like, Mom, there's a stranger in the house.
Oh,
and she was
goodness.
8 years old.
Well, those are weird kids.
That's a
messed up family.
That's an 8-year-old with some other problems.
Was Tom Selleck their dad?
That's weird.
Carissa, thanks for being on the show.
There's a stranger in the house, really? It's a mustache.
Any excuse just to stay away from that guy.
Right. There's other issues there.
I hope
Dad
shaves his mustache.
Stop,
then we don't have,
you guys
have to talk to him anymore.
That's weird.
Who's next? It's Danielle. Hi, Danielle.
Good morning.
What's the word?
So I was a little older than the baby. I was about four. My dad was military and was deployed. He was coming home, so I was waiting in the driveway for him, and he had shaved off his mustache while he was gone. Came back, pulled into the driveway, and I started crying and yelled at him that this man had to get out of my driveway. My daddy was coming home. And my mom had to come out and convince me that that was my dad and talk me through it. And it took me about a day, and I was four. So you think you would have known a little bit better. But
how long was he gone?
He was gone about 9 months, though. So it had been a while.
You know, it's interesting. I've never thought about this before. I've never thought about kids not recognizing a dad when he shaves. That's never occurred to me. But apparently this happens all the time.
It's become a family story that they love to tell, that every time my dad shaved his mustache off, I'd cry after that and tell him he looked like a turtle.
Oh, poor Ninja Turtle. What a handsome man.
Danielle, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show. Here's Jill, who says she might have a solution. Jill, what's the solution?
Hi, good morning. I think that the dad should have that child in the bathroom with him as he's shaving, or even just trimming it down, talking the whole time so the baby recognizes his voice and sees, you know, this process occurring.
I wonder if a 9-month-old would be able to grasp shaving.
Or here it's pieces of the beard fall down, and it's like, onto my dad
baby.
Is losing his face.
And then the baby,
that could be more traumatic than just
melting.
And then the baby eats the beard.
Oh,
does a 9-month-old does a 9-month-old have the attention span to watch?
No, they have
like
no
that?
Idea
They're
what's going
all
on.
Over the place.
No, probably not, but it's an idea.
It is not a bad idea. I wonder if there's a compromise. Like, wait until the baby's a year and a half or two, and then bring them in to watch you
shave.
Yes.
Yeah, or kind of, just trim a little every day, and so it's kind of like...
Or just shave it and live your life.
You are speaking out of jealousy, because you cannot grow a beard.
There is a little of that. I wish I had a beard.
With your attitude.
But come on!
Jill,
it's a baby!
Have a great day.
You're a baby!
It's a beard! Shave it!
Now, Jeremy, we were talking earlier about a guy shaving his beard and whether or not his 9-month-old would recognize him. Now, you've got a almost 6-month-old?
Yeah, ish. So she's at least 5 months. Okay.
5 months,
right? So yeah, and done playing devil's advocate now. But it is, I think, kind of a thing, because I will jack with her a little bit by just putting my sunglasses on and getting up close to her and watching her eyes just get really big, like, who
she thinks you're a
is
bug,
this?
Right.
What
it's
is
like
this
an
coming,
alien
at,
coming
me?
At her?
Yeah, and then I'll lift it up and go, woo, you know, booga, 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 and she'll smile and everything.
Kind of a jerk to
Is that
your
kind
child.
Of a jerk move?
No, it's not. It's no different than playing peekaboo.
Right.
True.
Yeah, if you put your hands over your face, she's like, oh my God, his face is gone.
Yeah.
But now I'm just wearing sunglasses.
And why is it that kids laugh at peekaboo anyway?
It's the dumbest thing. And it totally works.
Don't you start stealing her nose, though. She's too young for that.
She will freak out.
Too young for that.
And then Nicole texted me, I don't remember this, but Reed, our son, I guess when he was around one, he would cry every time she put her hair back in a ponytail, because she's got the long blonde hair and she wears it down a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So when she would put it back in a ponytail and come at him, he would start freaking out.
Well,
because
she's got big ears. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Nicole.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Wow. And you know she's listening.
Oh,
right,
sorry,
so.
Dumbo. She didn't mean it.
Stop. Totally kidding. Totes kidding.
Does she have large ears?
No, I don't think so.
I've never seen her.
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't even have ears, actually.
One fell off.
She's
got one ear.
I did, on a complete side note, I have noticed a lot of women very subconscious about ears, and I never knew that until the last few years, and I've run into a bunch of women who complain about their ears.
She hates being, like, I'm a ear nibbler. I like to nibble on the ear a little bit, you know, and kiss her neck, and she hates it. She hates the ear nibble. Anything to do with the ear, she freaks out.
So you do it more, don't you?
Totally do.
Mm-hmm. I got a friend of mine who wears her hair long all the time, but when she puts it back, she doesn't like to do it because her ears are so small. She said, I'm self-conscious about my ears. They're so small. I go, well, let me see them. And then she pulled her hair back. It's like, oh, my God.
Tiny little ears.
Put your hair down.
They're like Barbie ears. It's like, how do you hear anything?
Right.
They stopped growing when she was
so
two.
Weird.
I started just talking like this around her.
Come again?
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.